What we asked other social service agencies to do was to send a case manager or an outreach person, someone that could be available on our site so that we could say when we're meeting with someone, oh, we need you to meet with someone from Helping from Others Make the Effort. They're here Mondays at 1 o'clock. Let's make sure that you're back here. Instead of them having to go all the way over to them because they are on the east side of town, they can instead come right back to the place where they were served before and receive services from other agencies.
Sometimes when people hear the phrase the homeless, a certain stereotype springs to mind. Is there diversity in age, gender, race, work status, and so on within the community of homeless people you serve?
Absolutely. In Osceola County, there is a huge influx of people who move from different areas, and so they become homeless because of situations that's happening to them. We have people who are college educated, who can't find jobs in a poor economy. We have people who are elderly, who don't have any family around them to support them, and so they're living on the streets. We have people who are mentally and physically ill, who, for whatever reason, can't make the dollars they need to become stably housed. We have people that you wouldn't expect, people that you set beside in worship on Sunday morning, if you attend a worship service, people that you're shopping beside in Publix, people that are driving down the road who later are going to park that car and they're going to sleep in it. There is really no typical homeless person. I could be homeless too. Anyone can be homeless. And that's why we wanted to do the Community Hope Center the way that we've done it, because our goal is to be that support system that homeless families need to get back on their feet. This mentality that all we have to do is pull ourselves up from the bootstraps is such a wrong mentality when dealing with homelessness and poverty in our community. You cannot do that, and I know it's a cliche, but it's true. You cannot do that if you do not have boots on your feet. And you cannot do that if you do not have a rally of people around you and supporting you. Depression and sadness is so rampant, especially with our moms, because it is so difficult for them to watch their children suffer through poverty and homelessness. Everybody who walks through the door is having the worst day of their life. And that's where we need to meet them. So we meet them there to start pushing forward and to moving forward and to let them know they don't have to do that alone.
Why is there an issue with homelessness in Osceola County specifically?
That would be the million-dollar question, and if I had $1 million, I could help fix homelessness. It's a million things, and it's one thing. There are so many different dynamics. You know, we don't have a plant that everybody can go to work at if you're not a highly skilled person. We have a tourism industry, which is wonderful, and there are lots of people who are gainfully employed. We are so thankful, especially when seasonal jobs start coming up, because we know a lot of people can start getting employment again. But that's our industry. And so that's very different from a lot of other places. We also have these motels and hotels that are available, and we don't have a shelter. And so it's kind of just where you go. It's the only option, and so that's the way it is. There are people who are much smarter than me, who are economic development people and who are government people who can talk about the problem more holistically than that. There are homeless people, I believe, in our community because there are homeless people in every community. And it's not my job to figure out how they got that way. It's my job to start working with them to get them out of it.
You mentioned this, and there's been some conversation recently about the intersection of Osceola County's homeless population and the tourism industry. Discussions about weekly motel managers being frustrated by homeless families living in their motel rooms. Also about some theme park workers having financial and housing difficulties due to wage issues and so on. Is that intersection between homelessness and the tourism industry part of everyday life for you and your clients or some of them?
Obviously, those issues would not be being raised if they're not true issues for Osceola County. If they are not things that people are actively working, I hope to change. I want it to be very clear that we get amazing support from a lot of people in this community when it comes to Walt Disney World and the other, you know, tourism-geared folks. They are saddened, and they want to see this changed as much as you and me on the street. We don't want it this way anymore. None of us do. You don't want to see a family. You don't want to see 27 school buses stopping at motel after motel after motel, picking up kids to take them to school. No one wants to see that. No motel owner wants to see that. No homeless family wants to see that either. And so we as a community, I believe, are really trying to come up with a cohesive plan to build a future in Osceola County where this is not the case anymore, so that we have affordable housing. And so we're working with agency after agency, group after group, to get these folks stably housed out of the motels and into a home. That's where everybody wants to be, safe in a home.